We are going to start with the latest on the champion mare, Winx. And as regular, on a Thursday prior to her racing, she had the media call out at Rose Hill this morning. She worked up the straight there with Hugh Bowman aboard. As Hugh told us back on Tuesday, she's really relaxed into her work. A fair bit of discussion this morning about the way that Red Excitement did it in the previous run there at Randwick. Will it be something similar on the weekend? Hugh Bowman first up talking about, well, the impact of Rival and how he rides Winx.
I don't think they're really reinventing the wheel to try and beat her. I think, you know, Red Excitement the other day, and Josh Parr again, Gerald Ryan, they rode the horse to its strengths. They didn't ride the horse to try and beat us. You know, everyone's out there to win, but I honestly don't think the Rival connections are out there trying to bring her demise. And I think that Red Excitement was simply ridden to his strengths, and I would expect the same thing to happen this weekend.
Okay, so there's Hugh Bowman talking about the tactics that have been used by Josh Parr riding his own horse, Red Excitement, last week. To follow up on this, here's trainer Chris Waller.
The beauty of Winx is, and most horses, you let them be in their comfort zone where they're happy, and then you know that Winx has got that optimum performance level to reel off very quick sectionals over the last part of the race, so she can sprint. If it's a strong gallop and they all as one put the pressure on a long way out, she's good in those scenarios as well. So I think what we're all learning is that regardless of the situation, she's equally as effective, and that makes Winx who she is. She's not unstoppable, but she's a very good racehorse.
Do you sense other connections? I know I asked Hugh this question as well. Are trying things a little bit differently now, given the firm tracks we've got in Sydney at the moment?
Oh, I think Hugh Bowman covered it very well. I don't think there's anyone that wants to just purposely tear a race apart or make things hard, but you've got to respect other jockeys and trainers and owners giving instructions to ride their horse to the best of their ability. So whether it be a horse that's racing over 1,600 metres, but it's more a 2,000 metre horse, well, you can't expect it to out-sprint a horse like Winx. They need to diversify and put the pressure on in other stages of the race. Everybody's trying to win, and you respect that. It's just been a little more noticeable last start, simple as that. In saying that, she's been a long way off them in races like the Doncaster, which she won. Even the first run of the sequence, she was about 20 lengths behind the leading horse. So we've seen it all before. Maybe it's a little bit more noticeable simply because it was her most recent run.
What was your initial reaction when you saw Barrier 1?
Won't get caught wide. So no real concern. It's good to draw well in these big races, and it means she'll get a lovely run and get cover, which is always important, especially this time of the year. You can get quite windy days, so you always turn anything into a positive. If she drew the outside, I'd be saying something similar.
Yeah, that's Chris Waller talking about it, the whole makeup of Winx and her rivals on Saturday. There's one punter with Tab that have just no belief that she's going to be beaten. Trent Langscale joins us from Tab Fixed Odds. Trent, someone stepped in yesterday and had a decent crack.
They have, Andrew. Now, we did see this a month ago when she was first up in the Warwick Stakes. We had a bet of 61,600. Yep. And then a couple of weeks ago, the Chelmsford Stakes, 63,000. Yesterday, basically as soon as the final field was announced and we open up the market, 72,000 at $1.08, okay, on so Winx to make it 20 straight.
So for our listeners, quickly putting it together, if she wins, how much does he win?
Around about $6,000.
Okay, so that's not too bad. He's obviously cashed up. Whoever the person is, he's got a bit of play money, hasn't he?
I'd say they've got a fair bit, but they have had some heart palpitations in the first two runs back in the spell. So
yeah, no, exactly. No, it'll be interesting. But anyway, so he's whacked 72 on, and the price right now for Winx?
$1.08.
$1.08. The second pick is Happy Clapper, I think, at about $12. So we know how Clapper went first up, and we're looking forward to seeing all this field on Saturday and the makeup of it. But there's one punter right now, and who knows, others might step in.
Well, we have had ones on the day itself.
Yeah, exactly.
Of the two runs so far since the resumption, they've had, I think there was one of 40,000 on the Warwick Stakes, which was the more, I know which was the more nervous of the two now, whether it was that one with the poor start or the second start where just was eventually reeled in the winner there in the Chelmsford Stakes. So
right, they've been great races to watch, and let's hope there's another one on the weekend. Thanks a lot, Trent.
Thanks, Andrew.
Trent Langscale. So 72,000 plonked on Winks at $1.08. Let's go out to Randwick and find out about this track. Nevesh Ramdani's joining us. Morning, Nevesh.
Good morning to you, Andrew.
Wanted to just grab you. There's been a little bit of rain around Sydney, but very, very little at Randwick overnight.
Yeah, Andrew, we've been very fortunate. I think most of that band early hours of this morning went up towards the Central Coast, and we really caught the tail end, and not a lot, 0.2 mils, so virtually nothing at Randwick overnight.
All right, so obviously we've had wind in the last couple of meetings. How, I mean, you've been watering, I guess, most days this week, apart from yesterday when it was windy.
Yes, Andrew, and look, we've looked at the forecast towards the end of last week, and we obviously put in a lot of irrigation last weekend and then on Monday and Tuesday a little bit. And knowing that we get in this hot day yesterday and, of course, all the wind that's forecast. So, you know, I'm happy that we've managed to put on just the right amount of irrigation.
Very hard to compare. Obviously, Redcur.
Yeah, sorry.
And, so, the track's currently a good four, Andrew, and look, it's improving, and I think it's going to be an ideal surface come this weekend.
Okay, so what you've been aware of is that we were going to have the temperatures, and you've done everything to do apart from just natural stuff. I mean, we don't want heavy, consistent rain, but the natural stuff, there is nothing like it, is there?
No, absolutely. You can't really compare rainfall to irrigation. We've tried our best to replicate nature, but it's never the same. But, you know, in saying that, the modern-day irrigation system and, of course, weather forecasting does help us in trying to schedule irrigation so we can get the best possible application onto the track. And we've followed the weather, and we've managed to do that, late at night when it's dead still. So we've got great coverage, and the track's fantastic. It's starting to, appreciate the bit of warmth and the change of the season. So the Kikuyu is moving a bit. It's in great condition, and I think it's going to race fantastic this weekend.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, so it's a good four right now, and the rail, we should mention, is out a fair bit on Saturday.
That's it, Andrew. We're out 9 metres from the mile to the winning post, and then 7 metres the remainder.
Okay, and is that simply down to the run of meetings you've got coming up?
Yeah, that's it, Andrew. The next month or so, there's quite a number of race meetings in a row, so we had to go out to 9, and then we're back in the true for Epsom Day, and then start working our way back out throughout the month of October.
Okay. All right. Well, a good four we are, and we'll wait and see. The forecast says we're just going to enjoy it, aren't we, on Saturday?
Absolutely. Fantastic day for racing. 23. There's going to be a bit of a breeze blowing from the northwest, which would probably be a bit of a headwind down the straight, but it's going to be a great day for racing. The wind shouldn't worry anyone. It's definitely not going to be as bad as it has been the last couple of meetings at Randwick. It's just shaping up to be a great day for racing on Saturday.
Thanks a lot, Nevesh. Really appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Andrew. Have a good day.
Nevesh Ramdani, their track manager at Randwick.